thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, happy Friday. As we gear up for the weekend, we are talking movies. This is the Talking Flickster podcast. JT here and Grant Lee, who, as always, a company man, has worn in his work shirt today.
I have, because I just want to prove that I do go to work.
Yeah, but you probably just put it on for dress-ups, right?
I knew you'd say that. No, definitely not. I'm at work, and I work 24/7.
Mr. Lee, this is all a facade, okay? So I don't know where you're going with this, but you can't fool me, okay? I would imagine it's another three-day weekend. That's usually what happens.
Actually, you know what? I've actually worked all week this week, so it's been hard. It's, yeah.
It's tough, isn't it?
Okay. It is. It's tough at the top, I tell you.
It's okay. After the podcast, I'm happy to talk to you. I'm happy to give you a little counselling session and make sure you're okay.
Oh, good.
Okay,
yeah. Well, the lounge over there, I'll just go lay down and, yeah, you can take notes.
Well,
and,
not yet, Miss Lee, not yet, because we've got to get the podcast over and done with, okay? Then we'll do that, all right?
Okay, right.
Now, this week, Mr. Lee, this is a movie you wanted to go and see, right? Because we spoke about this last week. You're like, oh, I'm going to go see that. I'm looking forward to it. Did you go and see Nuremberg?
Look, I have to say, unfortunately, I didn't. I ran out of time. On Wednesday night, we had our staff Christmas party, and one may have had a few many two drinks. One may not have. And last weekend, I did spend a bit of time at work. So I was actually at work doing work. So I actually didn't get to go and see it. And I am a huge German history fan. I love all that sort of stuff. I don't like what he's done. I don't like that. But I'm just fascinated with German history. And So I am trying to get there.
You know what? Usually I would probably beat you up right about now. But you know what? You went to work. So I'm actually quite motivated by that. I think that's very good of you. Yeah. So I'll let you off this time.
As I said in yesterday's podcast, Nan and I had a great time at Andre.
Oh, I bet you did. Bet you did. No. She did say yes. She had said she had a few tipples before she went, though. Was she okay?
She gave her a few drinks and she settled right in. And, it was really good.
Lubed her up a bit, didn't you? That's good to know. Well, that's good to know. Okay, Mr. Lee. Well, I look forward to talking more about this on tomorrow's podcast. I look forward to talking more about this, Mr. Lee. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about Nuremberg. We have a Flickster who has been along to check it out, and we're going to get their thoughts after Mr. Lee. We have a listen to the trailer. Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Justice Jackson?
They captured Hermann Göring alive.
What are they going to do with him?
You are standing inside a secret military prison. It houses what's left of the Nazi high command.
See? Hey! Never do that in my prison again.
The governments of Russia, France, Great Britain, and our United States will put these men on trial for their lives.
It can't be done. There's no international law to base the charges on.
The world needs to know what these men did.
Dr. Kelly, Central Command thinks you're some kind of hotshot head shrinker. You will inspect and ensure the prisoner's mental health. The one you'll have to watch the closest is Göring.
He was appointed Hitler's successor in 1939 and is the highest ranking German military officer of all time.
He's highly intelligent.
Charming and a narcissist.
I am going to escape the hangman's noose.
Very sure of yourself.
No man has ever beaten me.
You want to know why it happened here? Because people let it happen.
Anything less, total victory will be considered utter defeat. You have to be flawless.
I'm going to put Hermann Göring on the stand, and I'm going to make him tell the world what he did.
Are you going to defend yourself?
What would you have me say?
About the truth, for once.
I am a prisoner because you won and we lost.
Not because you are morally superior. I know more about this man than anyone else on the planet. You're walking into a trap.
We are able to do away with domestic tyranny only when we make all men answerable to the law.
so that it can never happen again.
Yes, Nuremberg, and to tell us all about it, welcome back to Talkin' Flicks, the wonderful Oliver. Hey, Oliver, how are you going, man?
I'm good, thanks.
Mate, the crowd love you. I mean, a lot of it's Grant Lee, but they do love you. Mate, we had you on, I can't believe it's been like nearly 12 months since you were last on Talkin' Flicks. I can't believe it's taken Grant Lee 12 months to get you back on. I find that so rude, don't you?
No, not at all. I don't mind.
No, I feel bad because you were great last time, especially for Craven. You loved that movie. I think you did, from memory. Did you? I can't remember now.
It was that long ago.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. It was a good movie, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, you know what?
It's a long time ago.
Yeah. Let's fast forward to 2025, right? Nuremberg. Yeah. Yes, now... Did we send you off to see a good movie, Oliver? What do you reckon?
Yes, you did. It was a really good movie.
Now, is this your kind of film? Because these kinds of movies, you know, the Nazis, war, as Mr. Lee said, German war-type movies, is this something that you would typically go and see? Is this something you'd want to get your eyes around?
Yeah, I'm very interested around like World War II and post-World War II historical content.
Yeah, see, I am too. I love it. I'm just fascinated with them. That's why anything that's got German history, I try to see as much as I can. So before going into this movie, Oliver, what did you think that you were going to see, and did it show you on the screen?
I was expecting to see an interesting historical drama, and that's what it was. It was very interesting, actually.
And tell me, did you find Russell Crowe playing Goring? Was he the right person to play that part? Because he would have had to do the accent.
Yeah, I thought he was great in it. Like, I don't know, maybe a native German speaker might have an issue with the accent, but to me it sounded like it was a real voice.
Yeah, because it is hard to do a German accent, I must say. But when you're a trained professional like JT is, he would be able to do one and we wouldn't even know that he wasn't German.
We'll get to the chopper. There's a Dutch. Yeah. No, it does. It looks like it's packed full of action. Would you say that's exactly what you're getting, Oliver?
I'd say more psychological action than anything because it's post-war.
And with that sort of thing, you are in a courtroom more so?
Yeah, the first half is sort of organising the investigation into the mindsets of these surviving Nazi high command. And the second half is the trial, which follows through on all the things that were built up in the first half.
So without giving spoilers away, was there a particular moment in the movie that made you go, wow, it really popped out for you, that they really hit home?
Yes, there are a few, actually. There's a few really strong monologues from certain characters in the movie.
Yeah? Any character in particular that you enjoyed seeing playing in that scene?
Well, other than Russell Crowe, I think Michael Shannon did really great as his character.
In saying that, Michael Shannon, his opening dialogue was the exact, but it was only just shortened to be a little bit more movie friendly. So he actually did the opening statement as his character did all those years ago, which is quite fascinating, I think.
Yeah.
Tell me, Colin Hanks was in it as well, which I didn't realise he was in this movie. He's Tom Hanks' son. He plays a lot of different parts. And something like this, I didn't expect he would pop up in.
Well, he's only in a relatively minor role, but he is memorable when he's in it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good. Now, did the movie balance historical accuracy? Because I know there are some original footage in the movie as well, and did that blend in the movie quite well?
Yeah, I think they did a really good job. I mean, I'm not 100% sure about the historical accuracy, but it seemed like they did their research and doing things well, and they married that certain footage into the movie really well.
And did you have an understanding of the real Nuremberg trials before going into the film? As you mentioned, you do enjoy a bit of history. So is something you kind of knew about, or was it more so you went in and then you started to learn about it?
Well, I suppose what I didn't realize before was that the surviving Nazi high command had a chance to come back into power if the Nuremberg trials went wrong. Yeah. Well,
can you imagine what the world would be like now if that actually did happen?
It'd be scary stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I reckon. Oh, that is... That's quite frightening that that could have happened, because he was number two, wasn't he, to Hitler? So he was his right-hand man. Like, he knew everything, what was going on in the whole Nazi regime. He knew Hitler. Like, he would have been in the same bunker with him all the time. So he really does know and did know what Hitler was up to.
Yeah, well, the clever thing of the movie is that he does a good job at making you doubt that he really knew. So Goring manages to come across as like almost like he didn't know what was going on, even though we all knew what he did.
Mm. Oh, that sounds very scary. Very scary.
Mm. And one of the things I think that fascinates me about this movie is the setting, the costumes. Do you get it so accurate how it was back with these trials? Like, it was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, they did a really great job at recreating all the costumes, like the military uniforms and also like the period era clothing.
Can I just say, talking about the uniforms and all that, Goring was actually put on a strict diet by his jailers so he'd be fit to stand trial. He actually lost just under 30 kilos while in jail.
30 kilos? Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot. Or for our American friends, 65 pounds. So that's a lot. That's a lot of weight to lose and for make sure he was okay, because he could have got off it. As all of us say, if he got out of it, look what would have happened.
30 kilos. Lock me up, Mr. Lee. Lock me up. saving my gym membership. What a story. And were there any scenes, Oliver, that kind of gave you the chills or really sticks with you after, you know, watching the movie?
Yeah, the courtroom scenes, especially one where they show footage of like certain horrible events, and you sort of see all the characters reacting to those horrible events, and it really felt like you're inside the courtroom as it's happening.
Because those sort of courtroom scenes, if they nail it, you do. You feel like, you know, wow, where is this going to go? And it is. It's nail-biting stuff, especially with him, because he was a very powerful man.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the pacing of the film? Did you feel like it was, because it's nearly, how long is it? It's quite a long movie, isn't it? It's like nearly
it's over two and a half hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So did you feel it was 2.5 hours long, or did you feel, wow, that went quick?
No, the pacing was really good. It never dragged, and it always felt like it was moving forward. So, yeah, it didn't feel the 2.5 hours.
That's good, because sometimes, yeah, if you're dragging along, especially in some courtroom dramas, you just go, okay, right, move on.
It. So, yep.
Yeah, which is, yeah, because sometimes you do feel that way.
And what, Oliver, what kind of audience do you think that this movie would really appeal to? Are you thinking more like history buffs?
I think, people who like historical dramas will definitely enjoy it, but also people who like psychological thrillers.
Okay, because, yeah, that's really, it really plays on your mind, doesn't it? So when you're saying psychological thriller, what would be another movie that you would describe? So if someone says, oh, you know, such and such movie, you go, oh, okay, that's the movie. Right, I understand what you're saying now.
Well, one that comes to mind would probably be Shutter Island. That's probably the best psychological thriller I can think of.
Yeah, right.
Because that was a funny ending too. I didn't expect the ending on that one. So, yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting. That's good. Was after some of these movies that I watch, I actually have to research more because I'm so fascinated with some of these people. Did you do that? Did you find out more about him, Goring?
I do plan to, actually. I was going to, but like you, I get distracted by some things. But, I was interested enough to research more about the events of the movie.
You just find out and you just go in more into it and you just go, yeah, this is very, very interesting. So was there anything that left you with a big question, or did you go, I don't understand why that happened?
I suppose one thing would be how Goring was a loving husband and father. That was something that was really surprising, because you wouldn't think someone like him would be capable of love at all.
No, not at all. Because he had two kids, I think it was, wasn't it?
He had a daughter and a wife.
Oh, okay, because they all kind of gave in the end, didn't they? Like, he took his wife and kids with him, so they all surrendered together.
Yeah.
And how would you describe the emotional tone throughout the movie, Oliver? Like, what kind of emotion would you say it was what the tone was? Was it heavy? Was it gripping? Tense?
Yeah, I'd say it's tense because, like, there's a lot of intensity with the psychological struggle between Dr. Kelly and Goring. Because as we see, Dr. Kelly tries to get to the heart of Goring's truth, if there is one.
Sure. So your thoughts are you should go see it just for that suspense thriller?
I think it's definitely worth seeing because these events should be remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing why in Germany they have all these things to remind us never to do or let people get into power like this ever again. Okay, well, we've come to this time already, Oliver. I'm sorry, I'm just opening up the freezer. I have 5 Choc Tops. How many Choc Tops are you going to give Nuremberg?
I'll give them 4.5.
Whoa.
Wow. We haven't had a movie with that many Choc Tops for a while.
It's pretty special, isn't it? 4.5. Wow. Yeah, that's good enough for me. That's a hook. Yeah. And you will go and see it now, Mr. Lee. You got Scott 4.5, right?
I will. Go and see Rusty. This weekend. I'll try. I will try to get there. I've got to put my dog into Steph's for bath time, so I might be able to do it then.
It's a puppy pooch date and you can go and watch a movie. Yeah, yes. Okay. And now I've heard it all. All right, well, he's had kids, they've grown up, okay? Don't judge him. All right.
Yeah. I don't have kids to spoil anymore. They've left.
Now it's Zeus. Now it's your dog Zeus. Yes, your little pup. Oliver, yeah. Mate, thank you so much for joining us. Fantastic review, mate. And, yeah, look, hopefully we can send you off to see something else again soon. Maybe next time, Mr. Lee, for Oliver, we're hooking up with, like, a Disney movie or something. What do you reckon?
That'd be interesting. Yes, a bit less, right, less from tense. From one extreme to another.
Something a little bit less tense, I think. And do you know what else? Do you know what else is less tense, Mr. Lee?
What would that be?
The polka, don't you reckon?
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
That's
we haven't done polka yet.
I do.
Yeah.
No, we haven't. That's very good. I'm impressed.
So I can use this to drown you out. This is good.
Yeah, exactly right. That's the only reason you'd be doing it. Look, thank you so much, Oliver, again. We really do appreciate you coming on today.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Thanks, mate. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you, mate. Yeah, all right, well, there you go.
That's it. Well, we've all got to go see it now.
We do. That's it. It's done.
4.5 Choc Tops. That's there. Oh, we should have asked him what he thought. It would make it 5 Choc Tops.
Do you want to ask him?
Next time.
Okay. You just want to go. All right, I get it.
Yeah. I need to go eat. I'm starving.
Okay. You're always eating. Jesus. You can go get changed out of your work shirt now. Your day's done, okay? Yeah. So that's all right.
I've got my barbecue shapes ready to go.
Yeah, well, we'll look at you over there. And did I see a little drinky poo from you before too? A little bottle of
something? It's nearly that time.
Is that an alcoholic beverage, Mr. Lee?
No.
I see over there?
No, definitely not.
I swear it's water. Said Hahn on it.
It's water. Well, I thought because it's German. Hahn. Isn't Hahn German?
Worst excuse. Well... We'll drown him out, okay? We've had enough. And we will catch you again next Thursday morning with another Talkin' Flicks episode. Have a lovely weekend, y'all.
You too. Have fun. Bye for now.
Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.